Hello, this is Zorro Daddy. Dreams reveal so much to us. They speak of what we want and what we need. And when we dream deeply, sometimes we are given a glimpse of what is to come. This story is titled Dirty Laundry and Cartoon Napping, and it is taken from the book Zeke and Lily, Dream Catching. Deja vu can be very real, as Lily finds out. And I hope you enjoy listening to this story. If you're listening to it as a bedtime story, I hope you dream big about being little. Every word you will hear is a piece of my heart, mind, and soul. Dirty Laundry and Cartoon Napping by Zorro Daddy. It was Saturday morning, March the 5th. Winter was almost over, just another 2 weeks of a chance of snow, and then they would be in the clear. The Pennsylvania winter had been brutally cold, and when it snowed heavily. It was one of those years when snow fell in January, and the ground stayed covered until March. Chilly winds, chillier temperatures, and ice had been the usual conditions for 2 months. But there was light at the end of the tunnel. The first few days of March had been brought in like a lamb, as the saying went. This might have been an indication that March would then leave like a lion, but well, that was still weeks down the road. For now, everyone was happy and glad to see winter come to its end. Lily, however, she could have done with a few more months of winter. Zeke wasn't crazy about the cold, but Lily loved it. She lost track of how many snow angels she had made in the snow this year. And on this particular Saturday morning, Zeke and Lily were headed to a laundromat with a basket full of laundry. Their washer had broken down, and for as much as Lily didn't like taking her laundry into public to be cleaned, she had to succumb to at least one trip to do so. But she insisted they didn't go to a laundromat in Lancaster City. So Zeke loaded her and the laundry in the car, and they drove down to Quarryville, about 20 minutes south of Lancaster City. It seemed strange to her that Zeke chose that laundromat until she remembered that his mother lived there. Perhaps they would meet her for lunch afterwards. They pulled up to the laundromat, a rather unimpressive building next to the Town's Edge Mall, which was a little strip of stores that included Zeke's favorite Chinese food restaurant. Lily got out of the car and glanced across the street at a black Labrador who was barking at a telephone pole, a most worthy adversary, and then she looked at the teenagers who were practicing their skateboarding skills on the sidewalk. Zeke grabbed the laundry basket from the back seat, and Lily followed him in, clutching her diaper bag tightly. The surroundings gave her rise for nervousness, but all seemed well so far. They entered, and Lily saw an older lady sitting on a chair by the door, doing some knitting. She waved at the lady in her usual, bubbly little girl way, and the old lady smiled back at her. At that moment, a little boy turned the corner and nearly knocked Lily over. She was so startled that she dropped the travel diaper bag in her hand, and while picking it up, her morning bottle and 3 cups of apple juice caught up with her. Oh. Unafraid of peeing, she relaxed herself and flooded a stream into her diaper. Not much went through her mind when she peed, other than how good it felt to freely let it go. Zeke went straight to the washers and set the laundry basket down. He set the cloth knapsack next to him. "Would you be so kind as to put these clothes in the next washer over?" Zeke asked her. As she finished peeing, a bounce returned to her step, and she skipped over to Zeke, more than happy to help. She opened the knapsack and saw he had placed all of her baby clothing in it. These were the more delicate laundry pieces, or so he always said, yet they were obviously more durable than a lot of his clothing for all the rough treatment she was putting them through. She took out 2 of her princess washcloths and placed them on the floor in front of the washer. Kneeling on them, she set the travel diaper bag to her side, and she situated herself before beginning to pull the clothing out one at a time. Each piece of clothing had a different stain on it, and each stain produced a memory of how it got there. She decided to relive those moments and those memories one at a time. She took out the chocolate ice cream stained pink nightie from just last night. With a cheeky smile, she recalled how she promised him that she could keep herself clean and said she didn't need a bib or she didn't need to have to take the nightie off. Looking over at him, she smiled more widely when she realized he would never believe her when she said that again. She recalled the bowl of chocolate ice cream that was sitting on her lap when she leaned forward to pet Pretzel, covering her front in what was now a nice chocolatey brown stain. Next, she pulled out a bib she had worn while eating spaghetti a few nights ago. She re-envisioned the high chair and how she was only wearing that bib, her diaper, and her earrings when Taylor walked in off the elevator to visit with them. Thankfully, her older sister didn't post online any of the pictures she took of Lily. It had always seemed amazing that Taylor somehow knew when to have her digital camera with her. She tossed the bib in the washer and picked up the next piece of baby clothing, her white onesie, which showed evidence that her diaper had leaked in the middle of the night when she was snapped into it. Quickly, she tossed the onesie into the washer, not wanting to relive that soaking wet recollection. Zeke loaded all the dark-colored clothing in one washer and started it. Then he stood up and began loading the light colors in the washer above it. She piled in a collection of t-shirts with various stains on them, a small collection of socks, which she wouldn't have much need for anytime soon since winter was almost over, her baby blanket, which was in desperate need of washing, and her pink-footed PJs, which surprisingly had no stain on them at all, but had seen enough use to warrant a washing as well. As she tossed the PJs into the washer, she heard a loud clanking noise. Turning her head to the side to match the confusion and such that she had on her face, she leaned forward and then into the washer, discovering a pacifier that was attached to the collar of her pajamas with a string. She had to lean half her body into the washer to reach it, but finally got to it and detached it. She tossed the two princess washcloths in that had served as kneeling pads, and then she closed the door, starting the washing machine. Zeke closed the second washer he was loading at the same time, and she stood up. Now, in a moment of silliness, she attached the pacifier string to the collar of the sweatshirt she was wearing. Suddenly, she felt his hand on the seat of her pink jogging pants. Her head raised up slowly as a panic took the color right out of her face. She knew right then she had leaked, and the sensation of wetness began to roll down her thighs. The flooding of her diaper had turned into an overflooding of the dam. She lowered her chin and began scanning the nearby laundromat patrons, searching for any sign which would tell her that someone had seen her wet bottom when she leaned into that washer. There were no looks of surprise, nor was there anyone staring at her. All seemed well. Now, on to the problem at hand. They couldn't leave the laundromat since they had just started their laundry in the washer. His mother's house, just a half mile down the road, which was a safe location from the public eye, was out of the question for the condition Lily was in. The back seat of the car parked directly in front of the laundromat was a no-go since there would be a constant stream of passers-by, not to mention the teenaged skateboarders who were loitering their presence outside. Zeke looked from side to side in search of a solution. He wasn't finding one either. Lily began to softly whimper at her situation. "Shh," he whispered as she embraced him, desperately needing him to protect her and solve her problem of the minute. He returned the hug and then noticed the bathroom behind them. A sense of relief fell over him. Instead of taking the time to tell her and risk someone hearing his words of explanation, he simply inserted the pacifier dangling from her sweatshirt into her mouth. Reaching down, he picked up the laundry basket, tossing the little diaper bag inside it. Leading her by the hand, he headed for the bathroom. Lily followed with a lowered chin, embarrassed that someone at that very moment may have discovered how wet the truth really was. They walked into the bathroom, delighting in the sight of a changing table. He stripped her of her wet pink jogging pants and hoisted her up onto the table. Everything seemed better already. She was in a strange new place for a diaper change, but she was there with him. Lying down with the guidance of his hands, she got comfortable and then got silly. She put her legs up in the air and grabbed the toes of her sneakers. Every changing session was unique, and he always made each one special for her. But the one thing that remained present in all of them was how little she felt. She was an adult, a woman, yet there she lied on a changing table in a diaper she had soaked so thoroughly her pants got wet. There was no finer moment of feeling little than when he changed her diaper. At one point in time, she would cover her face, embarrassed that she was diapered and wet. Further embarrassment would come from the fact that she was enjoying being a baby. But she had long since gotten over that embarrassment, realizing there were far more important things to be embarrassed about, and eventually got over as well. She wiggled her waist, making her diaper crinkle as she giggled at herself. "Yes, that's a wet tushy you've got there," Zeke said, lowering her legs back down and unfastening her diaper tapes. It had begun, and he had begun speaking his daddy talk. She smiled behind her pacifier as he folded the front of her wet diaper down and began to wipe her skin. She stared amorously into his eyes as a little soul delighting in the care she was receiving. His hands were so gentle in cleaning her, and as always, she hardly felt the wipe, but rather how clean it made her feel. He took hold of her ankles and lifted her legs up, sliding the wet diaper away and continuing to clean her. She shivered at the cool rush of air on her backside and the even cooler initial touch of the wipe. He had put her in such a little mood, she was bursting at the seams. Had it not been for her obedience to his directions to always stay still when being changed, she might have wiggled all around and eventually crawled up into his arms, diaperless or not. Sensing her playfulness at the moment, he made long, ticklish, worthy strokes with the wipe. It tickled indeed, and she giggled behind her pacifier, trying hard to keep from squirming. While keeping her legs at full mast in the air, he unfolded and slid her new diaper in place beneath her. She could hear the crinkle and smell the powder he now applied to her bottom. He never coated her heavily, just a light dusting which smelled as sweetly as it felt when he spread it around ever so gently with his hand. Having her legs lowered back down, her bottom came to rest inside the new diaper. Ah, the feeling of a new teddy bear bambino diaper, which had fast become her favorite. He took the same time in caressing care powdering her front and around to her hips. She had grown accustomed to getting a mixture of feelings when he touched her front. Some were little in nature, while others were a bit more grown up and sexual. What was once a confusing scenario of feelings had grown together into one sensation which always made her happy. He paused from diapering her and leaned forward, touching the tips of their noses and wiggling them back and forth. She giggled at him and quickly rubbed the tip of her nose for the ticklishness it had just received. He returned to the task at hand, folding the diaper up in the front and wrapping it snugly around her hips. As he began fastening it into place with the tapes, she elated in the sound of those tapes and the snugness which now enveloped her. When he was done, she parted her legs and drew her knees up to her shoulders. Patting her freshly diapered bottom, he leaned in again towards her face, kissing her on the forehead ever so delicately. Their eyes met and locked into a stare which spoke volumes about how each of them felt. "I love you more than words can say," Zeke confessed, rolling his fingertips down her glowing cheeks. And that is a difficult thing for an author to admit to. "I will never let anything unpleasant or hurt you in any way. I am your world, and I will keep you very, very happy inside it." Putting one hand behind her head and another behind her back, he sat her up on the changing table. She reached up and grabbed the back of his head while letting the pacifier fall from her lips. Thrusting his head towards her, she planted her lips on his and opened his mouth with her tongue in a manner that was driven with a passion she couldn't control, nor wanted to. Had they been at home, she would have kept the passion up until they both lost control and wound up in bed. This was the usual way their foreplay began, with a heated advance intended to reach one destination only. Love. They broke the kiss off, realizing that the bathroom of a laundromat was not the time or place for, well, for where they were headed. But the sentiment was clear, and the mood didn't change. That is, the mood didn't change until Zeke picked up her pink jogging pants and discovered she couldn't be put back into them. They were drenched. The look on Zeke's face told Lily everything she needed to know. All their laundry was being washed right now, and the diaper bag was a simple travel-sized one. It held only what was necessary to change her diaper, not cover it. Zeke wore a button-down t-shirt with, well, a button-down shirt with no t-shirt underneath it, and while having decided to make a lazy day out of his wardrobe, so he couldn't even give her the shirt off his back. Even if he could have, her bare legs would have drawn the attention they were trying to avoid anyway. Lily was wearing her sneakers, her socks, a sweatshirt, and a completely exposed diaper. And all her options were gone. Prior to exiting the bathroom, they embraced again. What a difficult thing that had to now be done. Lily became very little-minded once again, knowing he had nothing to cover her diaper before they walked back out to the washers. She was scared, petrified even. This little town had a lot of people in it who knew Zeke, and anything could happen. Anyone could be standing on the other side of that bathroom door. He put the diaper bag and the jogging pants in the laundry basket and picked it up. Taking her by the hand, he opened the door, and they walked out of the bathroom, uncertain of what to expect. Oh, her heart was pounding as she peeked out from behind him, taking the tiniest of steps she could in an effort to not crinkle. Her eyes looked left, and then her eyes looked right. Zeke headed straight for the entrance door in an attempt to get her to the car as quickly as possible, but only a few steps in front of their journey. They had to stop. Directly in front of them, Zeke's mother had just walked in through the entrance door and made her way over to them with a smile and a cheerful greeting. Zeke's mother hugged him as a mother would do to a son she hadn't seen in a little while. Lily was paralyzed with fear. She looked down at her waist and the obvious diaper she was wearing. She looked to the entrance door and considered making a quick, dashing escape. She could run out of the laundromat, but not without running past Zeke's mother. She watched as their embrace ended. She was doomed, and conceded her discovery and defeat without much of a fight. Shaking like a leaf, she extended her arms out to Zeke's mother, trying hard to do so in her typical little girl fashion. There was no longer any need to hide things from her anymore. It was clear what Lily's relationship to Zeke included. "Lily, what's the matter?" Zeke's mother asked. "You're trembling, sweetheart." His mother took Lily's hands in her own. "Lily? Lily?" Zeke's mother asked with concern. And then Zeke's mother's voice changed into his voice. Lily stared confusedly at Zeke's mother, who now spoke with her son's tone of voice. "Lily? Lily? 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 Lily," she continued to hear. Her vision grew blurry, and then went black. "Lily! Lily!" she heard, slowly regaining her eyesight and senses. She found herself on the couch in their apartment. Sitting up, she rubbed her eyes, trying to put together what had happened and, well, how she got back there. Zeke sat alongside her, touching his fingertips to her forehead and checking for a temperature. "You were trembling like a leaf. Are you all right?" Zeke asked. "Did you have a bad dream?" Lily now sat up and looked around. "Have we been to the laundromat yet?" Lily asked. "Not yet, no," Zeke replied. But maybe we shouldn't go if you're not feeling up to it." Lily closed her eyes and smiled, hugging her teddy bear and blanket. A relief fell over her as she was finally able to put it all together. Whew, it was just a dream. "Lily," Zeke asked with a growing concern. "I'm okay," Lily replied. "We can go to the laundromat."
"You're sure?" Zeke asked.
"Yes, I'm sure. It was just a dream," Lily answered, curling up into a ball as she recalled how the inescapable discovery in her dream made her feel.
"Okay," Zeke said. "I'll gather up what we have to wash."
He got up and walked down the hallway. "Daddy, what laundromat are we going to?" Lily asked, awaiting his reply patiently.
"I was thinking we could go to the one down the street from Mom's place. Maybe she'll be around somewhere," Zeke called out to her from the bedroom.
Lily sat there in wonderment. What dream had she just caught? Was there deja vu ahead for her?